Welcome to the Visionary Chronicles, a business strategy podcast where we provide insight to those looking for creative, executable strategies built around the latest disruptive ideas, innovative cultures, product creators, and marketing solutions. Welcome to the Visionary Chronicles. Today, we're going to talk a little bit more on the new book I released last year, actually, and was a Reader's Favorite Award winner for Best Nonfiction Marketing Business Book. Thank you for those that purchased the book. And as I always say, the most important thing is getting the feedback from those that purchased the book and actually were able to apply what I have put in the book is the most rewarding for me as an author. So I very much appreciate that. Amazon bestseller as well. So thank you again. I felt it's beneficial for me to give you information from the book, and we're kind of doing this step-by-step process, but really give you an idea of how to apply the principles of visionary brands. What does this look like? And right now we're in the chapter of the product vision. And we've had a couple, if you haven't heard or had listened to the podcast yet, go back and listen to the previous two on the product vision. It'll give you breakaway strategy, product drawdown strategy. And today we're going to talk about something that not a lot of people think about, interestingly enough. It's called product extinction. And what I mean by product extinction is eliminating products at the peak of their popularity. It's counterintuitive to a lot of what sales teams look at, brands look at, and almost never by a commodity brand. So we're going to talk about how to eliminate products and yet gain market share and don't degrade brand equity. It's a very delicate balancing act, but one that's crucial to the success of brands that become visionary and also generational. And I love the quote, doesn't necessarily apply to product. Those of you know Carl Sagan, I thought it was just a great quote based on what we're talking about today, is he says, extinction is the rule, survival is the exception. And when you look at that, really the context of it is survival of the fittest through extinction. And so first things we talked about previously in the last two podcasts were in regards to creating this kind of this breakaway culture inside of a company is the first step, ensuring that you have a strategy in place for successfully becoming a visionary brand. And it's one of the foundational principles of being a visionary brand. So you want to make sure you go back and listen to the previous podcast, and then also how you move along that supply and demand chain and gain market share and get that product squeeze. And what we're going to talk about today is the third piece of that product vision puzzle, which is product extinction. So I talked about once a visionary brand successfully executes a breakaway drawdown strategy, and this is built into your culture, it must build then a bridge, what I call a bridge, to maintaining that product life cycle through the entire supply and demand chain. That's everything from early adopters to late adopters to on the front end innovators. You know, how do you satisfy these innovators? They have a constant craving for not just the next generation, but the next disruption. Sometimes people call them the early adopters. I call these early adopters, the disruptors, those that want the latest generation, don't care if it's been thoroughly vetted, tested, they just want to have the latest generation of the great product. And this is crucial on the entire product lifecycle chain. And we talked about that innovator's curve last podcast. And what that really is, just as a refresher, is if you look at the entire product lifecycle chain. And what is on the front end are these what they call early adopters. I like to look at them as disruptors. Even earlier than early adopters are those that want the latest generation as soon as possible. And with everything that's going on in our marketplace today, whether it be product updates, software updates, SaaS updates, service updates, it's a nonstop cycle of generational improvements. And sometimes this disrupts, which is the rarity. More often than not, you'll have an innovation or you'll just have an incremental improvement. And the intent here is this innovator curve shows that it is the adoption of products in next generation by the early adopters and the disruptors. And then the product gets taken off the market. And as a result of that, demand is created on the back end for a next generation that you reduce the price on. You go after the late adopters of the previous generation at a lower price point, and you don't have to apologize for reducing price, but gaining market share. It's one key ingredient to brands that are trying to solve this puzzle of, geez, how do I get product on this entire life cycle curve without degrading my brand equity? And I'm strictly talking about, just so we have a refresher here as well, those that may be new to the podcast, you know, I talk about premium brands and previous premium products. So that's really what we're talking about here, are premium brands and premium products, is really finding a way, a strategy around being able to put products and generations along the entire curve, not just the early adopter side, or what I call the disruptor side. Early adopters, disruptors, and then the late adopters are ones that will take previous generations at a reduced price point without degrading your brand equity. So it's a really key ingredient. And go back and listen to the podcast if you haven't listened to them. So today, we're going to, again, talk about product extinction, how to eliminate products and gain market share. So again, the first goal of a visionary brand is to be able to create this, what we call breakaway drawdown strategy. And the breakaway drawdown strategy is, the breakaway is finding a disruption or an innovation that allows you to release a product or a generation on the very front end of the supply and demand curve. Ones that your disruptors, your early adopters, your innovators will purchase from you. And as a result of this disruption, let's just say you have a disruptive product. And I'll say an example which most people can relate to, again, and I use it, but it's a great example of how this strategy works is, let's say it's the iPod or the iPhone. You've got the breakaway product, but you can draw it down into different generations and different iterations of the product that people don't necessarily need. They just want the latest generation or the latest revision of that product. So it's this breakaway product that allows you to leap ahead of your competition in sometimes decades or even generations. And if you have this drawdown strategy and this product extinction strategy, it allows you to surf this wave of product innovation for generations. So you want to make sure you create this breakaway drawdown strategy first. You know, it must bridge the product life cycle. And to sustain a consistent flow of products from your pipeline, you must bring some products to extinction. And the key to this is that when you get into that early adopter curve, is to bite your tongue, and at the height of popularity, in many instances, take that product off the market. But the key to it is, what we're talking about here on product extinction strategy, is to have the next generation ready. And the brand that absolutely crushes it with this strategy is Apple, the most valuable company on the planet. They have product on the entire life cycle curve. They have the greatest brand equity on the planet, and they never apologize for anything. And what it does is it satisfies a need on the back end at a lower price point with a product that's no longer the latest generation. And early adopters don't care about it. The innovators don't care about it. And the disruptors don't care about it because they're over it. They're already on to the iPhone 17 when others are adopting the 13. So it's just a great analogy of how you might want to, as a principal of a visionary brand, look at product extinction. The reason most brands, and we work with brands on this product lifecycle strategy with Liquid Mind all the time, and the biggest challenge that we have is not ideas, it's the execution of those ideas. Product and designers have all kinds of great generational ideas. The problem is when you bring the product team in and try to execute and commercialize that product vision, it never comes out the way they want. And I'll use a great analogy. Again, I've talked about this before, but I get quite a kick out of it because I talked to car designers, concept designers, mainly at, I've talked to those at Lamborghini. I've talked with those at Audi. I've talked with those at Ford and Chevrolet. And I can tell you the most frustrating thing they all have in common. Now, I will say Lamborghini has a lot more latitude than somebody at a Ford or at a Chevrolet. Is that bringing that concept to reality is virtually impossible because they just don't either have the capabilities, they don't have the market, they don't have the demo. And so sometimes it just, or more often than not, actually, it gets left up on the board. So when you look at this, releasing products at the height of their popularity and extincting those products is a big risk, but it's critical as you bet the company on the next generation of products. And I always say, you know, if you, unless you risk something, you gain nothing. And it's always safe as risky is what I say. So playing it safe is not a strategy for success. Either you risk or you succeed. And you can have both in this strategy. So when you go at implementing the strategy is critical but risky, and betting your company on the next generation of products is critical to success. So as we discussed earlier, a great example is that Sony Walkman, which is one of the most recognizable case studies of this product lifecycle saturation. You know, this was a breakaway product in its day, and it sold over 200 million units when it was first produced. You know, however, over time, Sony still needed to fully embrace the drawdown and extinction mentality fully. Instead, they decided to let it run for 30 years with only minor revisions. And everybody who ever had a Walkman, I know this goes back a few generations, and I even have to go back a few myself, but it's just a great case study to show how not having a mentality of breakaway and drawdown can actually kill off a successful product and not have anything else to be a generational brand. So this ran for 30 years with minor revisions. The strategy proved successful, and I'm not saying it wasn't successful, but this is a rare case. And what happened to Sony, we all know, is that nothing was in the pipeline. They couldn't surf innovation for generations. And the danger with deploying this strategy is you get ambushed by your competitors. And you inevitably become a follower. You're no longer a leader. And having the market perception of an innovative leader in your category carries with us a couple things. One is prestige and the other is privilege. What I mean by that is that your community, and I'm saying community now because back in the day, you had to go traditional marketing. And now we're into the digital marketing phase, which a piece and component of that, which is very important, is social media. And if you can get early adopters, which effectively are your influencers, to talk about your product and to say how great the product is, the ease of use, simple as sophisticated as Apple talks about all the time, that's a huge win for your company and your brand. And it's, again, a key component to what I call this breakaway culture. It's just no longer an internal culture. It's an external culture with your community. So, you know, most companies would assume that any brand deploying this breakaway strategy must have a new product in the pipeline that will change the norm, establish a new way of thinking, or redefine a process. And again, unfortunately, with Sony and the Walkman, this wasn't the case. Revolutionary in its day, had a nice run for 20 years, eventually died slow death in the last 10. The clincher was when Apple introduced the iPod. At that point, the game was over for the Walkman. That's when Steve used this as kind of a foundational product for an ideation phase in creating the iPod. He liked it, but he didn't think it was a revolutionary product that needed a lot of refinement. But he did like the fact that it was portable. Initially enough, everything we have now is very portable. But back in the day, everything was connected. There wasn't anything portable. We didn't have the lithium ion technology that we have today. So ironically, the Walkman inspired Steve for a better way to listen to music that was not so cumbersome or limited in portability. But he also knew, again, with the principle, three-word principle of Apple, simple is sophisticated, finding a way, back in the day, which we know there's a lot more now, is 1,000 songs in your pocket. And that was very disruptive in its time. But it was a case study on why you need to extinct products at the peak of their popularity. And you'll see Apple do this all the time with all their products. Regardless of its popularity, it could be the most popular iPhone on the market or generation, but they'll pull it. They'll pull it because they know that they have something else in the pipeline that's better and that your early adopters and your innovators and disruptors are looking for. Think about it. When you look at your products or you look at your service, who are those that are most likely to talk about your product in positive terms that other people will trust? The influencers. What product do they talk about? If you have a product, as it was Sony, a new product every 10, 20 years, nobody's talking. So Apple has this strategy. Going back to when Steve came back to Apple, is building this community of influencers that will talk about the product in the next generation and give positive reviews to those who are looking to purchase a new product. So in analyzing that Walkman lifecycle, Apple knew better than to repeat Sony's mistakes. Incorporating extinction into their product pipeline and having the courage, and I say courage, to pull products at the peak of their popularity, to keep their community hungry for what's coming next. That's the key when you look at your products or you look at your processes. You need to get the community of influencers excited about your next generation. If you don't, you're going to die. So you either deploy this product extinction strategy or you become extinct yourself. And or even worse, you become a commodity brand. So building a consistent and sustainable product extinction lifecycle flows from creating limited supply, increasing demand on both the back end, what we call the drawdown, and the front end, the breakaway. This has driven many brands. You know, Apple is one, Microsoft, Nike, Adidas, TaylorMade, Microsoft, all these great brands to become some of the most valuable companies on the planet. And if you look at how they are successful, it's this breakaway and drawdown strategy. What do you think marketing needs ammo for? Something that's in the late adopter cycle or something that's in the early adopter cycle? I can tell you from Liquid Mind, all of our marketing money is spent on innovators, disruptors, and early adopters. That's who we want to go after. You know, these iconic brands have stood the test of time by building an innovative pipeline of products or services supported by this breakaway culture. This breakaway culture is critical to your success, regardless of what you're selling. So each of these brands succeeds by creating and adapting over a series of product iterations, adopting technologies or designs or products that drive customer demand and manipulating supply cycles through planned product execution. It's a brilliant strategy, but extremely risky only if you don't have a pipeline of innovation. That's critical to deploying this strategy, or else you will not succeed. So when we look at this strategy, what are some points on how you can adopt this product extinction strategy? So I'm going to give you some critical points to adopting this, what I call extinction strategy, but at the same time, gaining what everybody wants, this valuable market share. And the first one is, I talked about it, it's building a breakaway product pipeline. This is critical to what I call sustainable innovation. I'm not just talking about innovation, one-hit wonders. I'm talking about a sustainable pipeline of innovation. And the second is identify your following breakaway or incremental product. You need something that when you much faster in the pipeline, by the way. So when you look at this, again, go back to my previous podcast, I talk about this innovator curve versus the traditional supply and demand curve. You need to have product in that pipeline flipped and turned in half the time than on the traditional life cycle would be. You need to have one product ready to go as soon as the current generation is released. So upon the release of the current product generation, this is the Apple strategy, they already have a product being commercialized that will replace the current version. It's a great, unbelievable strategy that has led to them to be the most valuable company on the planet. Number three is eliminate the current version at the peak of the early adopter phase. The extinction creates an innovator next gen need and a late adopter want. So we always talk about need and want, what the difference is. And when you're talking about what they need versus what they want, you're not asking the customer what they want. You're knowing and building what they need before they even know they need it. And again, I go back to the Henry Ford quote, which everybody should know by now, is that if I would have asked my customer what they wanted, we would still be riding horses. So really, it's a case of intuitively knowing through your product and ideation sessions, and we do this with LiquidMind, putting this up on the board, what is the next gen need? And we already know what the late adopters want. And then the next would be number four, release the next version. Timing's critical and product commercialization is vital to pull this off. You can't just say you're going to do it. You have to be able to do it. So release the next version upon the extinction of the current version. And then number five is what I call the triple R of rinse, repeat, and recycle. Do the same thing. This cycle of executing the strategy will align all products along the supply and demand curve. It's rare for a premium brand, but extremely powerful. So as I say, the five steps and critical points in adopting this execution strategy and gaining market share is build a breakaway product pipeline, identify your following breakaway or incremental product, number two. Number three is eliminate the current version at the peak of the early adopter phase. Number four is release the next version. Number five is rinse, repeat, and recycle. So building an innovation pipeline that can sustain continual and more rapid extinction is where successful visionary brands move beyond their competitors. By holding to this vision, rooted in these extinction principles, you'll also successfully build sustainable brand value, which is everybody wants. They brought brand equity, and you don't have to apologize for this strategy. And you're not trying to sneak product into another chain. You're actually putting it into another channel of distribution. You're actually proactively putting it in there, but you're doing it through previous generations and in a discount strategy. So you'll, by holding this vision, you'll successfully build a sustainable brand value for your shareholders and customers. So I always say, stay true, stay authentic, be different, and be great, but always enjoy the journey along the way. And thank you for listening to the Visionary Chronicles today. Always appreciate your time. Also wanted to give you a couple updates. If you could pass along the Visionary Chronicles, if you like what we're talking about, or have somebody you feel we maybe want to interview as a visionary, please send that along to me. I can be contacted at Brian, B-R-Y-A-N, at liquidmindsite.com, liquidmindsite.com. With the Visionary Chronicles, please pass this along. I'm sure there's many people you know that could hopefully benefit from the book and what we're talking about. And you'll also get a free ebook if you sign up for ebook of the Visionary brand, if you sign up at the Visionary Chronicles. And with the release of the book, we've been working on this for a year, but with the book's release, we've created the Visionary Brand Master Course, and that can be found at thevisionaryfiles.com. And it has almost 2 hours of visionary, what we talk about today here on the Visionary Brand, 2 hours of video lessons, chapter by chapter. And over the past 7 weeks, since we've released, we've had over 1,780 entrepreneurs and executives taking the Visionary Brand Master Course. So we'd love to have you take a look at it. Again, it's at thevisionaryfiles.com. And also, if you need any support with your company, brand, individual, advisory support, feel free to reach out to us for a free meeting at Liquid Mind Site, LiquidMindSite.com. And go ahead and schedule a meeting with us. And we'll be able to talk to you about your strategy, whatever you may need in support of your future success and executing your vision. We'd love to support you. So again, thank you for your time. Look forward to the next Visionary Chronicles and have a great day.